We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, Chris Berman, Boomer, will join us coming up at 5 o'clock from ESPN. We also want to remind you that we're doing something special today. We, unfortunately, were unable to do the radio telephone for the Jimmy Fund in August, but today we're using Giving Tuesday to benefit the Jimmy Fund, all presented by Arbella Insurance. And not only are they sponsoring this, but Arbella is matching donations up to $50,000. So every dollar you donate, it is doubled up by Arbella Insurance right up until 50K. And we appreciate, once again, Arbella Insurance being a big, big part of this. And they certainly would have been there if we had 2 days back in August. So again, you can text KCANCER to 20222 and make a $25 gift. You can add more. Visit jimmyfund.org/Tuesday. Well, we had Josh McDaniel saying that Cam Newton, total confidence. Absolutely, oh, yeah. Right? Absolutely. So he was asked about N'Keal Harry.
I think N'Keal's done some things, certainly some positive things that have helped us, during the course of the games that he's played. And I think, like most young players who've had to miss time, throughout the early part of their careers, he's got plenty of things that he can improve on and that he needs to improve on. The name of the game for young guys is to learn how to play and how to do their job at this level, and then to be able to be consistently dependable doing it against good competition under pressure, is the next step for guys in this league. And N'Keal works extremely hard at practice, and he has to continue to try to do that, and we have to continue to try to coach the things that we need to improve and make better as we move forward.
Okay, saying all the right things, but did he say anything there? Is there anything?
Sure he did.
What did he say?
He's nowhere near where he needs to be.
Absolutely.
And nowhere near.
Plenty to improve. He did say plenty to improve.
So let's just start off with the buzzwords that stood out to me. Doing, playing consistently at a high level under pressure. Has he shown any ability to play consistently?
No.
Okay, scratch that off.
Absolutely.
Under pressure.
Can I use that word
under
again?
Pressure.
Absolutely.
Under
no.
Pressure? No, I'll answer the question for you. So, I don't know. He's just confusing to me because there's talent there. There is talent there. I just
what
don't know
it?
If you'll ever get it out
and
of him.
What is the talent?
I don't
I'm
know
dead serious.
If you'll
like,
ever.
Like, I know we talk about young guy and he's got to show some stuff, but like, I'm just looking for one moment when he like pops. Like one moment where you sit there and say, there it is. You know, like to get him the ball in space. I mean, he's not lightning fast. You know, I mean, I guess he's like a big, strong guy, but I haven't seen like literally. I'm trying to think of his career, like that one moment where I said, "Oh, okay, that's what it is about this guy that they like."
Seattle game. You saw it in Seattle game. He had a bunch of catches in that Seattle game. That's when you said, "Okay, this guy can be a 1,000-yard receiver." Because he caught a lot of passes, played against one of the worst defenses in the league, secondaries in the league. So, okay, but at the time, we didn't know that. Then he gets hurt. And then Cam goes on COVID. And then you have, like, all these different quarterbacks. And it's just – so I still want to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's too young. He has too far to go. And maybe he figures it out on another team. Or maybe he never figures it out. I mean, there's a lot of holes in his game. I'm not going to act like this guy is a polished high-end receiver. He isn't. He never will be. There's certain things he just can't do.
How many How many receivers can you tell me that, like, year three become good after not being good the first couple?
I would say it depends on what his first 2 years looked like. Guys that go through that are injury plagued and they can never catch up, that have issues at quarterback, never reach their full potential. I could say the same thing about a first-round quarterback that had three different offensive coordinators, four different head coaches. You never, ever see what they're capable of doing because they're never in the same offense.
Well, I'm just saying,
and they're constantly adjusting.
He's only missed a couple games this year. He's missed two games this year. So
where's he contributed in a lot of those others?
I'm just saying, like, yeah. I think he's done. I don't think you're ever going to see anything from this kid.
Ooh.
I think he is a bust.
Done.
I think he's done.
I'm not. You could be right. He very well could be, but he's too valuable of a first round pick to give up on.
So one year?
Oh, most definitely one more year.
No, I get it. One more year. But again, like I don't know of too many wide receivers that don't really show anything for the first 2 years. And all
what is
sudden,
he good at?
Three,
somebody
good.
Tell me what he's good at.
I don't know. I've
seen what he's okay. He can block, and even when he's blocking,
he holds.
He's getting holding calls.
He's a blocker.
He's got almost as many penalties as catches. Like, it's probably a lot closer than it should be. Like, that's the problem. I don't look at him and say, lightning fast. There's nothing I'd look at him and say, that's a first-round talent. Like, he hasn't shown anything.
Can't
that's
get
why I say,
separation.
Like, I don't.
Does he run
separation.
Great routes?
No, nothing.
Christian?
No, yes, he does no? not.
Okay, so
did,
where.
But you know what? Neither did Josh Gordon. Neither
when?
Did Josh Gordon.
It, early in his career?
Josh Gordon, to this day, can only run two routes. He's not a savvy, creative, clever route runner. No, you know guys who are good route runners? Guys who are slow. You know why they're good route runners? Because that's the only way they can get open.
But I'd be thrilled if N'Keal Harry could do what Josh Gordon did. We haven't seen that yet. I'd be thrilled if he could get to that level.
Can I throw this out there?
Josh Gordon was like electric the minute he walked into
the
league.
Can we just say that this year, take out last year. He's a rookie. This year, are we going to act like this is a true NFL offense? It isn't. It isn't a true NFL offense.
So is that
offense.
An excuse for him for why?
I still think, listen,
Jameer
he's
Bird's
not,
catching passes.
He is yeah. not even.
Jacoby Myers
here's
is
the thing.
Catching passes.
If you talk about confidence, you talk about faith, okay, in yourself. He doesn't have it. He is so deep in the dark places of believing in himself, it's embarrassing. And I would say every opportunity they give him to kind of dig himself out of the hole, he screws it up again. He can't get out of his own way. He drops a slant pass. He gets a holding call. Then he misses another block. I will say this, that what they're making him do is so unbelievably predictable as a defense. And I don't know why they keep running it. All he does is he lines up in an open position. He cracks down on the defensive end. And they all, you know why the toss play isn't working anymore? Go look at the last two games. It doesn't work anymore. They're on to you. Oh, really? N'Keal Harry is going to block down on me. And I know Ryan Izzo can't block me front side. So what are we doing?
So you talk about next year, and you've got to stay with him next year. And I guess because he's a first-round draft pick, maybe you do that. It could be the biggest disappointing first-round draft pick they've ever had. But next year, you would think that Bill Belichick wants to move this program forward. And if that is the case, you're going to see receivers in here, and there are some receivers out there in free agency. So where does he go next year? He's way down on the totem pole. How is he really going to get an opportunity next year? This year, with lack of talent at that position, this would be a perfect year for him to do something,
yeah,
correct?
I agree with you. I agree. He has built up no goodwill equity. That's what I'll say. Zero.
I'm not saying you cut the guy, right? I think he's on this team next year.
How's he play, though? Where does he fit in next year?
I mean, Sony Michel, right? 2 years in the league, and then year three, looks like he's lost his job. And I think you're going to see the same thing with N'Keal Harry. Reality will set in next year. He's just not good.
The thing about N'Keal Harry, though, as opposed to Sony Michel, is
Sony was actually decent.
But you can have four or five wide receivers on the field at the same time. You're not going to put Sony Michel and Harris on the field at the same time. So there's really only one guy that's taking reps. At that position, they're the same type of player. If Sony Michel turned to James White, I'd say you'd have business. But since Sony Michel can't be on the field at the same time as Harris, then no. But Harry, he can be on the field with three other wide receivers, and he can still take reps.
Yeah, he could be your fourth wide receiver.
Hmm?
He could be your fourth wide receiver.
Listen, if he's your fourth wide receiver, I would say that the opportunity for him to win should be significant.
Well, he's the fourth option, third option now.
All right, one more quick thing on him, and just a quick answer here, Christian. Can he become a tight end? You played that position.
Oh, stop it. Stop. Don't
okay,
insult me.
It's, everybody why, keeps why, on you throwing fight that now? Out there. Everybody throws that out there.
How is he? Who's? No. Can he play that position, that
yes.
slot position? Yes. I would say put him there. That's where he needs to be. Stop putting him outside. The angles and the passes are too tough to catch. He can't do it. He can't catch and run.
Okay. 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF. Special day for all of us. WEEI's Giving Tuesday to benefit the Jimmy Fund. Again, we're asking for your help. We were unable to do this in August with the radio telethon, so you hopefully will help us out by going to jimmyfund.org/Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to OMF and Giving Tuesday on WEEI.
Giving Tuesday to benefit the Jimmy Fund is presented by Arbella Insurance.
To make a gift, visit jimmyfund.org/Tuesday or text KCANCER to 20222.
And Arbella Insurance is also matching your contribution up to $50,000. So every time you call, you text us to KCANCER 20222 and make a $25 gift.
Lots of twos.
It is a lot of twos. It's doubled up by Arbella Insurance, right up to $50,000.
Wow.
And by the
Arbella
way,
Glenn, stepping up big time right now.
Yeah, and local New England Volkswagen dealers, by the way, they stepped up too. $5,000 donation to Jimmy Fund this year. Every Sox run scored in the month of September, the local New England Volkswagen dealership donated $50 to the Jimmy Fund, up to $5,000. The Sox scored 130 runs in September, so you got the full $5,000 donation from the local New England Volkswagen dealers. Thank you very much.
Man, that's awesome. And I just wonder what it would have been like if they would have did the same thing with runs scored against them.
Why are you going?
No?
Nice contribution like by the New England Volkswagen dealers, and you're going
Lou didn't like that one.
Say, hey, Lou, they're always picking on the Red Sox, aren't they? They don't pick on the Celtics.
I know. I'm sorry. I was just texting Corey.
If you had a choice. Wait, what'd you say?
I said I got a text. I was just texting Corey to give me pitching for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Look at you guys, buddies.
You guys are such buddies. I predict Lou's going to be his bench coach in the next year and a half.
No, he put up his picture, I believe, on Twitter, you know, for his...
Oh, his Jimmy Fund picture?
Yeah, Jimmy Fund picture.
Oh, nice. Terrific.
Or he's doing it right now as we speak. One of the two things. Okay. I don't know.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll take a few phone calls here. Here's a Nando. Hello, Nando.
How's it going, guys? I'm a daily listener to you guys. I listen to you guys all the time while I'm working.
Awesome.
But, so I have two things I want to talk about. First off, so I feel like the Patriots have the talent within the receiver core. Yes, Khalil Harry, he's been injury prone. He hasn't had his time out there on the field, and when he does have it, he doesn't use the best of it. But we're also working with a quarterback that got off an injury, and he's still trying to get into the groove of things. So, yeah, you know, could he be better? Yes.
yes.
Would you consider yourself a positive person?
I would say 100% he is.
I'm a very positive person. You know, I have a feeling that the Patriots could make it to the playoffs. Will they make it further than the playoffs? That's a wait-and-see type of game.
All right, we have another positive person in the studio here, Lou Maloney. So, Lou, how do you react to what he's saying?
Well, I'm just curious. He says they have enough. I think it's quite apparent that they don't. Not only at the quarterback position, but at the wide receiver position, at the tight end position, they don't have a lot of talent. And ask yourself how many wide receivers and tight ends you have on this football team that would start for another football team in this league.
Yes, we have. We're lacking on the tight end position. quarterback, I feel like we got a good enough quarterback. He adds more talent than to me personally than Brady. Yes, Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Stop it!
But he has a talent of being able to run the ball.
True.
Versus Brady, who was always a slow runner, but he
What about the other part of playing quarterback? Like the part of throwing a football, though?
Yeah.
Like, what about that part?
You have to do that as a quarterback, huh?
Yes, you have. Yes. I mean, he's still getting into the groove of things. You got to give the man his time to opportunity.
Listen, I need you to call between 6 and 10.
I like the positivity, though.
Absolutely.
Well, I like the positivity. Feel good once in a while.
This is fake positivity. Like, it's so fake positivity. Right off the bat, I believe that they have enough. I think the wide receivers are good. No, they're not. Now, listen, are they? They're pros. So they're obviously, just by default, they're good because they made it into the NFL. So let's start with that. Are they guys that can make a difference? No. Are they guys that are going to win you games? No. They're pros. They made it to the NFL, so they're better than 99.9% of the other football players out in the world right now.
I think we know what they are.
It doesn't mean that they're game changers.
No, you don't have a quarterback, wide receiver, or tight end that would start on another football team.
Other than that, you're not bad.
I mean, barring injuries. I'm talking about guys aren't hurt, looking at the rosters. Your quarterback, wide receivers, and tight end would not start on a football team in this league.
Okay, but we know what they are. The offensive line is pretty damn good. The defensive secondary, pretty damn good. Defensive front, okay. And the rest of it, you're right, not good. Well below average in the NFL. But this whole idea of, and I know Brady's having a little difficulty dealing with Bruce Arians' offense and everything else, but let's not put Brady in the same category with what you're dealing with Cam Newton right now. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Who is?
The guy
who
just
is putting
it.
Those
just
two guys in the...
Well, he's just being positive.
He's way too optimistic. He is glass half full day long.
Come on. I mean...
No, nobody else is buying that.
Listen, Lou said it earlier. We love Cam. We love his personality. We love the interviews he does. He'd be great if he just comes on and does interviews every week. That'd be terrific. But as the quarterback of this team going forward, I just don't see it, guys.
No,
I think
he's
we've
not.
Seen enough
Why?
Of the sample.
What do you mean you... What are you talking about? Like, there's no gray area in this. He's not the quarterback of the future. He's not even a bridge quarterback.
Guy just told you he's better than Brady.
No, he's not even a bridge quarterback, and that's just reality.
That's reality.
That is just what it is. Like, I don't even want him. Hey, this is the worst thing about Cam, the thing not about Cam, that based on his situation. Like, he's doing everything correctly. Like, as bad as he is, like, his personality gives him some leeway, gives him a lot of rope.
Yeah.
Because people are just, man, like, you're not even good, but you're still bringing it, and you're still dressing funky, and you are who you are. I think a lot of people respect that. Can you imagine if he was like Jay Cutler?
No.
Can you imagine if he had that personality?
No. You're right. He's lucky he's got the personality to go with it. I was just looking at his quarterback rating right now of, 79.8. You know, there's like 12 quarterbacks, and I'm counting Dak Prescott because it's 99.6. 12 quarterbacks in this league with a quarterback rating over 100. 12. I don't think we've ever seen that. Like, every year you see quarterback ratings. How many over 100? Like, 4?
Maybe 5? Well, look at the completion.
12.
Look at the completion percentages right now in the league.
Oh,
and
it's ridiculous.
He's good at that number. His number's pretty good. But look at the rest of the league. Look at the quarterbacks.
It's a passing league. Like I said, 12 quarterbacks with quarterback ratings of 100 or more. You know, the touchdowns, everyone's throwing 20 touchdowns, high teens.
Yep.
It's a passer's league, and he can't do it. The Patriots are trying to turn the clock back and win football games by playing in the
60s. 1950s football, right?
Right? They are. And they're scrapping, and it keeps them in games because they're disciplined, and, you know, the defense will show up 1 week, but, you know, whatever. But, I mean, you look at the last 5 or 6 games, it's always one-score games, and that's against good teams and bad teams. That's just who they are.
Yeah.
But you can't keep winning with a quarterback in a passing league that can't throw a football.
If they don't have a coach, I'm not saying Bill, but if they don't have a coach like Bill who preaches discipline and smarts and, you know, accountability and, you know, special teams, if they don't have that, if that's removed, if they're suddenly a team that gets penalized all the time, that is constantly bumping into each other and can't get out, they're the Jets. They're the Jets. They're the Jacksonville Jets. They're definitely not the Houston Texans, because those teams are, they just played tough schedules. Atlanta Falcons either. Tough schedules.
Right.
You know what they are? They're more towards the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
Go and look at Anthony Lynn and look at how he has mismanaged all his losses. To make it easier on yourself, go back to last week's game, Sunday's game against Buffalo. Look how he mismanaged the clock, mismanaged timeouts. Go look at the end of the quarter where they go to clock it. Justin Herbert goes for a quarterback sneak, and the entire offensive line is dropping back into pass coverage, and he's trying to sneak it. Nobody knows what anybody is doing. That's a team that will continually lose, even though they have a lot of talent. Like, Joey Bosa is dominant. Like, they have some skill position players on offense, like, all over the place.
Yeah, but here's the problem, and I think you nailed it, and it is coaching, and it is what Bill Belichick and this staff is able to do, and they're winning games for you, and they're not doing it in L.A. But they're doing the same thing they were doing 2 years ago. Remember in the playoffs, a lot of people thought the Chargers were going to beat the Patriots back up here at Gillette Stadium. Patriots blew them off the field. Why? Because the Chargers came out and did the same thing defensively on every single play and never adjusted, never changed. They did the same thing they do. Right. But they were doing the same thing.
They had no linebackers.
Yeah,
right.
That's how
they beat Baltimore.
And they were doing the same thing, and so there was not any extensive figuring out what they're doing. They still do the same thing. That's the biggest complaint right now with the Chargers. They come out defensively, and they show you the exact same thing every single week. This is a week where Cam Newton maybe can do something. Maybe, I say, he can do something. Mm. We mentioned Wick Grospecht of the Celtics. He was on this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Had an interesting comment about the fans for this upcoming season. We'll get to it coming up next right here on OMF.
As a parent, there's no bigger fear than hearing your child has cancer.
The whole world kind of stops, you know, and you really don't, you know, things that you were thinking were important aren't really so important anymore. It was gut-wrenching, you know. There's really no other way around it. It's hard to put into words.
Lindsay and Adam Leandro's lives were turned upside down when they learned their 6-year-old daughter, Sydney, had leukemia.
Eventually, the second set of lab results came in, and the doctor had asked that I can talk to him separately. And at that point, I kind of felt there was something more. So I followed him into the other room, and that's where they had told us that, you know, they thought that there could be cancer in Sydney's blood. So immediately, I heard the C word, and, you know, I just kind of panicked. I mean, we cried, and we were very upset. And then at that point, I was just like, nope, we're fixing this.
Thankfully, Sydney is a fighter, and with the help of the Jimmy Fund, she's on the right track.
They're telling me that she is on the right track, which is beautiful. They don't give you too much information. They pretty much let you know, like, if you move on to the next phase, you know, be happy, which is fine. To me, no news is good news, and I'll take no news any day. But she's trooping, you know. She's a strong little kid.
And there's no better place to be for kids like her than the Jimmy Fund Clinic.
So when you go over there, do you do arts and crafts? I know there are a lot of toys and stuff over there. There are always some interesting visitors that show up. What do you remember from stuff that you've done over there?
I play with my friend.
What's her name?
Shelby.
And what kind of crafts do you do?
All sorts of crafts.
If you missed our interview with the Leandro family today, you can log on to WEEI.com/Giving Tuesday.
This is WEEI's Giving Tuesday, presented by Arbella Insurance on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Little different day here on OMF, as you just heard, Giving Tuesday. And the Arbella Insurance is presenting it, and they're also matching donations up to $50,000. And the magical work that the Jimmy Fund does and the Dana-Farber Cancer Clinic. I can tell you, I'm a client of Dana-Farber, having been a cancer survivor, and the unbelievable care that is done at that place. Just absolutely magical place.
Phenomenal. You aren't kidding. But just, you know, let's just talk about you for a second. Like, you've survived everything.
But they really survived you and Lou. I mean, you know, that might have been tougher than cancer.
They need to take your blood and somehow, like, maybe that could be a COVID vaccine.
It's not a bad idea. Not a bad. Talking about the COVID situation, Wick Grosbeck this morning on Greg Hill Show said the Celtics are planning on bringing in fans. Listen to this.
With appreciation and respect, we're working with the lieutenant governor and the governor's office and the mayor and the garden and just having multiple meetings and trying to keep everybody safe, but trying to keep everybody basically employed as well. Right this minute, it's, December 1st, and we're sort of all still on a tightrope here. So we're going to see how it goes. We're planning for fans during the season. We're hoping and planning for, 25%, 50% capacity, in 2021 as soon as we can. But starting off, we expect we're just going to do a skeleton crew in there and just keep it very stripped down, keep it very minimal, and try to get the games played safely.
That's Wick Grosbeck. I appreciate, him being aggressive and trying to add fans. And by the way, we also want to thank him and his wife, Amelia, who gave $25,000 this morning as a part of that interview. And I think the Shamrock Foundation is coming in with more here tonight. But I don't buy it. I think what we're finding out with all of this is that we take one step forward and we take two steps back.
Well, I don't know what you guys feel about fans, but like I'm looking at like baseball in April, and I'm wondering if they're going to have fans.
I say no.
Well, okay, so now we're talking NBA from December to April. Like if baseball's not going to have fans outside, and I agree. I mean, Wick, listen, I said this from day one. All these teams should be preparing for it.
Yep.
So if they are allowed, they need to have a plan in place. They can't be caught off guard, right? So they want to get fans in as soon as they can or as soon as they're allowed to. But realistically, when it comes, to fans inside, like we're seeing it around the country outside in stadiums. But we're also seeing, where we are here now in the last couple of weeks, and I don't expect the next month to really change much at all to allow fans indoors. Because I think that's a big difference, indoors and outdoors, and honestly,
yeah, I agree.
I think baseball is might be able to have some fans in April.
Yep. And certainly maybe by the end of the summer. But you're right.
Yeah.
Outdoor is different than indoor, and you'd have to separate them, and we go through all of that. I do believe that this really comes back to optics, man, again, and some of it is rooted out into science. This is Dr. Fauci. Mm. He said we're going to be vaccinating the highest priority people from the end of December through January, February, and March. By the time you get to the general public, the people who will be going to the basketball games who don't have any underlying condition, that's going to be starting the end of April, May, and June. So it probably will be well into the end of summer before you can really feel comfortable in stadiums. If a lot of people get vaccinated, I don't think we're going to be that normal in July. I think it probably would be by the end of the summer.
Well, when you say vaccinate those that are vulnerable, like you're healthy, you gonna go get vaccinated? You gonna go get the vaccine, Christian?
No,
I'm not.
I got a flu shot kicking and screaming, so no,
guys,
I'm not gonna be first.
But I'm just saying,
when he's talking about
people that going to these stadiums indoors that are healthy, that are younger, if vaccinating those that are vulnerable, then we're good, right?
Because we keep looking at the charts and, who's at risk, who's not. You start breaking down the age categories and these guys have no symptoms and college this and middle age that. And, I'm not surprised. Nothing's going to happen this year. Like the NBA should have pushed the season back to January 1st because nothing is happening this month.
Well, we're seeing it right now. December I just saw this from Mark Stein. So. I don't know if you saw this because we know what's going on in the NFL, right? I mean, we got a game here on Wednesday night, or Wednesday, I should say,
maybe.
Afternoon.
Maybe.
This from Mark Stein. Warriors GM Bob Myers just announced that Golden State's first practice will be delayed one day from Sunday to Monday after two Warrior players tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah.
And, the NFL is fighting through games, right? There's rescheduling games left and right. You got if a player tests positive or somebody in the building tests positive, you're just canceling practice. So how much of the 2 weeks of camp is anybody really going to have? Or 2 or 3 weeks before the season? How much of that are they really going to have if every time something like this pops up, they're home for a week, they shut down the facility?
Well, they only have 2 weeks and two preseason games to begin with. So you're right. If any of that happens.
How much of the 2 weeks
are
you actually going to have?
Yeah. We could be delaying it.
Some teams might have 2 weeks. Some teams might only have, have to shut down for a week.
Now, do they take the NFL's approach? Do they get these games no matter what? Which is, we play the games no matter what.
Okay, but it's not. But what do they do with practices, though? They shut down the facility and they say, you don't need to
practice anyways.
You can play the game. These guys have camped. They have practice to get ready for a season. So now is when practice is very important to get ready. To run plays, to get in shape, to do all of these things. I know they're already hopefully in shape, but I'm just saying.
How about this, though, Lou?
You just cancel practices and you're going to say, okay, just go 3 days before preseason starts and then go get them?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I would say just based on the fact that you don't have to go to Orlando, there is no bubble. Like, you're not going to do that. That right. alone is like a step in the right direction.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that. It's just that. Again, the NFL doesn't prioritize practicing, right? And they just say, screw it. But you got to get your game in. Right now you got camp. It's like spring training in baseball. You got 6 weeks.
Yeah, but who's
they don't
who
care about
easier...
camp. They don't care about practice. They don't care about games. So they say, hey, shut down for a week.
But getting
come back at it for a week. Shut down for another week. It's after a while, the preparation's got to be built to get ready for the year.
So you guys have already said it. You're not taking a vaccine.
Are you, Glenn?
Greg's probably
not
taking one either.
So you have to take it.
I'll take the vaccine.
You have to take it.
Yeah, I'll take the vaccine.
You have to take it.
I'll take the vaccine. What could happen to me? What could happen to me? I grow another ear? What could happen? All right, could use it. Better hearing. But they're going to vaccinate the highest priority people, and I agree. That's the best thing to do, those people that are most vulnerable with the virus. But if we look at the numbers and we end up with 40% of the population is not taking the vaccine, again, Optics Man is going to be out there, and they're going to have trouble going out and having fans in the stands.
Yeah, I love the – I don't know if we put this question out there on Twitter, or I feel like every show does it at our station. Like, would you be comfortable going to a game right now? Would you be comfortable going to a game, like an NBA game, anywhere? Would you?
Again, we've talked about this before.
And it's no one's answering it.
Yeah, I don't think I would go to a game right now. I think I eventually would go to a game. I don't think I would go to one right now, but you have the option because you can still see them on TV. Eventually, I want to go back to live games, yes.
We've talked about this before, right? People going out, and the response is, well, you don't get it. You might be fine, but you're bringing it to vulnerable people. Well, if people that consider themselves vulnerable are getting the vaccine, then, if I want to go, I'll go, right? And my parents get the vaccine. They get the vaccine. Beautiful. Now I feel like I can go see them. So it's if you're taking care of the vulnerable and the elderly or people with respiratory issues or whoever it might be that affected it, we have enough data to know who those guys people are. Why wouldn't you go?
Because
even if you know the vaccine,
because people are looking at the science that they want to look at. And so the numbers are still going to be out there that, let's say you have 40% or 50% of the population hasn't taken the vaccine yet. People are going to be concerned. Optics Man is going to rule once again. I mean, Optics Man has been prominent in all of this from day one.
Hey,
he certainly hasn't
Optics
shied
Man
away from it.
Is prevalent during NFL football games. That's why you have optic flags.
Yes.
Flags that are thrown plays are violent, even though they're not technically, a violation.
It's Optics Man.
He is. He's everywhere.
I want to go to the Harbor One hotline right now because our friend Paul Wahlberg, the great chef, Alma Nove in Hingham, terrific restaurant. Wahlburgers, everybody knows about that. And, of course, he became a huge TV star in a reality show.
Yes, big star.
And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. He's been helping out with this Giving Tuesday. Paul, how are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How's business?
Good. I think you have me confused with my brother, so I don't know what you're talking about in terms of big star.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you weren't the actor that did all those? No, that wasn't you?
No, that was. Yeah. I was more of a horse's ass.
Listen, Paul, we know who your brothers are, but if you know you, I think that with what you do, and your brother's doing an awful lot too, But with what you do in giving, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Jimmy Fund, Dana Farber, everything you do in the community, you are indeed a star. I can say that.
Yes.
Mm. Well, and your food's good, too.
I appreciate that. And, you know, it's important for us. And especially having the location over at Fenway, you know, we deal firsthand with a lot of families who are just looking for a break from very serious situations that they're dealing with, and we just want to be there for them and give them a place that they can go and really kind of escape for just a moment.
So how has it been for you? I mean, the one business I think that's been hit the most, or at least is getting the most attention, I know it's not the only business, but restaurants. Restaurant business has been hit pretty hard.
It's been difficult, you know, but we're doing the best we can. We're keeping our heads down and plugging along and really trying to do the best we can to make people feel safe when they come into the restaurants, give them a great experience and, you know, give them that bit of, you know, like I said, almost a vacation from reality and just come in, sit down, have something to eat. But we also make sure that they're safe and that our staff is safe. And we do whatever we can to make sure that people feel comfortable when they come in to eat. But it's hard, you know. But there are lots of places there are lots of businesses struggling right now. There are lots of people struggling right now, and we're part of the mix. But we're just going to keep doing the best we can.
And we do appreciate you helping out today with the Jimmy Fund, because it is very difficult. We normally have this radio telethon in August, and we're unable to do it. And you guys coming through and helping out, we really do appreciate it, Paul.
Absolutely. Would you guys be interested in doing an auction item?
Sure.
Oh, I think we should.
We can do an auction item, right?
Yeah, so I typically will do like dinner for 10 in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they want to come to the restaurant, we can do that. But obviously when times are a little bit, you know, when people feel safer about having people in their homes and things like that, well, we can definitely do that. And if I can make it work, I'll get Mark to come over and paint their house as well.
Ooh, so Mark will paint their house? Really?
Yeah, but don't tell him.
Okay.
Well, I could
please
say firsthand
don't have him
that
take
I've
his shirt
actually,
off, okay? Yeah.
I've enjoyed one of these dinners one night, and it is outstanding. Obviously, you got Paul there with you, an amazing host, and it's well worth it. I would say that it's well worth it. And I know you do an awful lot of those throughout the year and help out different foundations, so... it is a great night, and obviously when you can get a group of people together, it's a nice thing, because I think at that point, I think everybody will want to get together.
And there's no expiration date, so we don't have to worry about, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It never expires.
Good.
And you know, whatever you guys can do and whatever you guys can raise for it, you know, we'd love to do that for you and be part of it.
Good. Let's see if we can put it up on our website. I was joking about the reality show, and he had his whole family in it. And I remember talking to you, running into you somewhere before the TV show went on the air, and you were telling me you were doing the TV show. You did not want to do that TV show. You just wanted to sit back in the kitchen and work.
That's kind of, I'm much happier in the kitchen. So, but you know what? It was a great experience. I got to do some amazing things. I got to play golf with Bobby Orr. So you know, in itself, I got to go down to Foxborough and kick a field goal. I got a concussion down in Foxborough. So it's all good. So,
you were in concussion protocol down there
but
in July?
As a kicker?
No, I did a little concussion protocol. We played some touch football down there in the bubble. And I had a bit of a wipeout, but it was all good.
So are you a max effort guy? Yeah. You know, you're out there just trying to have some fun and you're out there max effort, bringing back
Johnny
high school
Foxborough.
Days?
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, are you a max effort guy? You know, you play a nice little game of two-man touch and you're going all out?
Yeah, because I'm not that athletic, so I just have to try as hard as I possibly can.
It's funny because he told me one time he didn't want to be on the TV show. His brothers were on it. He was on it. And about 2 months later, after Wahlburgers had opened up here in Hingham, I'm over there one Saturday and run into him, and the place is packed, and these people are driving out. You can see the license plates, Maryland, Virginia. They're coming from all over the country to come to Hingham, Massachusetts to go to Wahlburgers. So the TV show worked out pretty well, I would say. Did okay for you.
It worked out very well, and it was fun, but it put so much pressure on us and on me, because you always wanted to make it worth the trip. If somebody literally told me they drove down from like Quebec or somewhere up in Canada, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And it was like a 12-hour drive. And I was like, oh, my God. So you have to make it worth the trip. And I feel like we really worked hard to make that happen. And so it's been a lot of fun. And you know, but like I said, we just have to keep plugging along right now.
All right, we'll see what we can do with that dinner to help out. And again, we really thank you and Wahlburgers for helping us out with this Giving Tuesday. Thank you, Paul.
Well, absolutely. Thanks, Paul. And, you know, and the Jimmy Fund, you know, especially being from Boston, it's near and dear to all of us. And there's not one person that we know that hasn't, you know, experienced it in one way, shape or form. You know, what they do and all of the need that's out there for the Jimmy Fund. So we're just happy to be part of it. So thank you.
All right, bud. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul Wahlberger. Wahlberg from Wahlburgers. Chris Berman from ESPN coming up next. We got another hour to go here with OMF. A special day here. It's Giving Tuesday, and we're all trying to benefit the Jimmy Fund. Everybody knows we couldn't do the radio telethon, but you can help us out today. Text KCANCER to 20222. You can make a $25 gift, or you can text KCANCER to 56512 and donate whatever you want. You can go to jimmyfund.org/Tuesday. And remember, Arbella Insurance, our presenting sponsor, is matching donations up to $50,000. So you can help out. Please do.
This year, over 11,000 new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in children in the United States. But thanks to groundbreaking work being done at Dana-Farber, the survival rate continues to grow.
Please support the Jimmy Fund if you can. Visit jimmyfund.org/Tuesday or text KCANCER to 20222.
This is Giving Tuesday on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.